We be live. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hey. Elliot, you're excited about today's stream. This one is a funny one.
I am. I think all of you can see this gorgeous, gorgeous display of manliness on the screen. This is what I showed up to. So I just woke up not long ago, you know, got myself ready, hopped on screen, and backstage. Armin not here, but that's what I got. And so I just knew it was going to be a great day. I just knew it, you guys.
Yes. And by the way, guys, I did fix the title. I did fix the spelling.
Yeah,
title.
Thank you for telling me. Like in 2 minutes, you guys. It was really impressive, actually. Like you guys should send lots of super chats because of Armin's work. I'm just throwing it up. You know? Just saying.
Yes. Like I saw it like 2 minutes before the show. I changed the title. I changed the cover. Boom, boom, boom. It was really good. It was very impressive. I'm really impressed with myself.
He also made a sandwich, but you know, he didn't want to brag.
So yes.
That's just how cool Armin is. So.
Yes. Okay. So people in the live chat. Oh, busy live chat. I like it. I like it because we used to have to wait until people show up, but now these days. The live chat is already full before we
awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I like this comment by Elliot here saying, who is ready to learn how to be a real boy?
I am.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm so excited. I've been, you know, and I told you this before the stream. I've been walking around for so long now, Armin, just so depressed, looking at myself in the mirror, thinking, how can I be more man? You know, like I don't know. And so I'm thrilled to finally put all of that to bed. I'm so happy now to really be a man. And this is fun. Yeah. This is good for me. This is a good learning experience. So.
Yeah. Also, I like this. Good evening, people of the Republic. Yeah. I like how. Yeah, this is great. I like people
that
of the Republic.
Good.
This is maybe that should be how we refer to the live chat from now on.
Mm-hmm.
I
love that.
Okay. By the way, before I start playing this, and Muhammad Hijab starts making a fool out of himself, I just want to say, is there anything less masculine than trying to show that you're masculine? Like, I challenge you. Is there anything less masculine than that, than like the attempt to prove that you're masculine?
I don't think so. I'm going to be honest. I'm with you on this. I feel like when somebody stops you throughout your day and just goes, hey man, just want to let you know, I'm a big, strong man. I'm a really strong, like I am a real man. I instantly think, God, well, that guy's kind of a beta, right? Like,
yeah. That's more. Yeah. It's really, I get beta vibes from somebody that says to people like, look how masculine. Yeah, beta. Look how masculine I am. That's beta energy. That is beta energy. If you tell people, look at me, I'm masculine, right?
He is, right? BDE and SDE.
Yeah.
Like small, you know, thick energy.
Yeah. Oh, let me check our monetization, by the way.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't know if we were still monetized. I didn't want to risk it.
Oh, we're not monetized. What the hell?
Already?
We didn't say anything wrong. What did we say? We didn't even use any bad words or say anything controversial.
Did
we get demonetized? What?
Seriously?
And it's gone.
That's crazy.
It's gone.
That's
yeah,
so, well,
what?
Well, then I'm just going to say it, YouTube. See, this is your problem, YouTube. When you mess with us like this, then I just say worse things. So this is on you. But yeah, I mean, it's total small dick energy. It's the best way to tell somebody, like, hey, I'm a soy boy beta cuck.
I'm excited. We're going to learn how to be men because of Muhammad Hijab. So, and we're not going to pull any punches now because you've already demonetized us, YouTube. So,
yeah, and we don't care because we already got super chat also. Like, we got the $10 super chat even before we get started. So, this makes up for the demonetization of the show. And it's from A, it's $10, saying, I'm Israel Chai. I think this was the phrase, if I remember correctly, saying, Israel lives, Lord, long live Israel.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, life versus death mentality, like a ideology supporting life versus the Islamic ideology that supports, that's a death cult, right?
Real men support
and
death,
people,
Armin.
Real men support death. Okay. It's just so badass to be in a death cult. Okay. And we got Angry Keyboard Warrior is confirming that he or she has liked the stream. And I would be grateful for other people to also like the stream right now. Uh-huh. Don't wait, because you know we have been demonetized. That means that we also have been deprioritized, which is even worse than being demonetized. And the likes, if you like the stream, it kind of fights the deprioritization in the algorithm and gets us more visibility if you like the stream. So please go ahead and do that. Thank you so much. Oh, we got another super chat. We haven't even started. We're getting, see, we're going to make up for the fact that we're demonetized. A, give a $5 super chat saying, men who brag about how masculine they are compared to other men are like, what is that?
Chihuahuas. Like, you know, those little chihuahuas. Tiny dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I know what chihuahuas are, Elliot. Thank you. Like chihuahuas barking around big dogs. Yes, yes. I mean, they're not as cute, but okay. Anyways, let's get to this video and see what Muhammad Hijab is saying.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know...
It's weird.
Jannah is heaven for people who don't know what that means. Like, so if you build a mosque, if you help spend money building a mosque, then God will give you like a mansion or whatever in heaven. Yeah.
I just think it's weird he's not using the opportunity to raise money for the Palestinian people. Just
I mean, I'm glad he's not doing that, because that goes to Hamas, apparently.
No. I know that, because I pay attention to the world, unlike him.
Especially if especially if it's going through the charities that he supports. Like, I hope we get somehow food and medicine and water to the Palestinian people, but it seems like the methods that these people support is getting money in the hands of Hamas. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Given what they believe, it's just weird. I mean, it's an akhirat over dunya mentality. The afterlife matters more than this life, right?
So real men care about the afterlife. Anyways, got it.
Real men care about the afterlife, not this life. Yes.
House in Jannah, and we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes.
Masjid means mosque for people who don't know.
That will be something that you'll have on your scale.
That end line just was really silly to me. That was just really silly. Oh, God. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I was recently sent a video from a good friend of mine of this guy called Constantine relating a discussion, a conversation that he had with Ben Shapiro. Let's take a look at the key points of contention and come back and respond in kind.
And so to me, masculinity isn't about having big muscles or having a big head or wide fists or whatever. If we think about our conversation earlier about power, like I remember talking to Ben Shapiro about this, and he was like, yeah, there's this guy on the internet who's like, yeah, I could take off, got big muscles. And he's like, yeah, I could pay people to shoot you.
Now, I'll be honest with you. For more than one reason, I found the contents.
I mean, I get what that person is saying.
Yeah.
What?
Go ahead.
No, because I think a lot of people, Muhammad Hijab is going to try to say, like, you know, speak against that. But I think the actual point that they're trying to pick, the other person is making, is that muscle is not the only
right
method of exerting power, right? Yes. Like, you could have physical strength, but you could have financial strength, you could have intellectual strength, you could have strategic strength. And, you know, I think a lot of people, when they think about masculinity, they are talking about one form or another of displaying of power, right? Yes. Of force and control over that force. So muscles are not the only way that you could display that. And I think that was the point here. But I think Muhammad Hijab is going to miss the point. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. Not only that was, the point. But also that he will completely miss it. I just thought I started laughing just because I thought it was funny, just because like he instantly, instead of using any other example in that scenario, right? Like he could have said, you know, oh, there's this guy, he's big muscles, I'll beat you up, whatever. And it's like, you know, we live in a different world now, man. And you know, trying to make things happen is done through conversation and rational, you know, discourse. He could have said that. He just instantly went to, I'll just pay somebody to kill you. And it's like, whoa, man, hang on a second. Maybe well, just.
I think because a lot of men, like when by the way, when I say toxic masculinity, I'm not saying masculinity is bad, right? Because we also have positive masculinity. Absolutely. Right? So please don't think like I'm one of those people who wants to kind of dismiss how important masculinity is. Masculinity is a good thing in, you know, in general. Just because we have toxic versions of it, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing, right? So, but I think it's that, you know, people who have toxic masculinity in opposed to the positive versions of masculinity, I think they want to display their masculinity by how easily they could take someone out, right? Sure. You know how, for example, Muhammad Hijab says like, oh, you know, come into a cage, like when he argues with people over Twitter or on YouTube, he says like, come, maybe I will beat you up. Maybe if I was fighting with you, I could like destroy you or something like that, right? So I think that person, when he says like, oh, I could pay somebody to, I don't know, shoot you or something, what they're trying to say is that even if that was the measurement of being able to take someone out,
they'd win.
Yeah. Me without my muscles, yeah. I have enough wealth to be able to still beat you, even when it comes to, you know, physically taking care of somebody, right? I could still do that with money without having muscles, right? And it's very interesting because Muhammad Hijab, like, let's listen to this, but then go to the whole Israel over Palestine thing, because he tries to show how Hamas militants are stronger than Israeli soldiers. Because if they were meeting face to face, he acts like Hamas soldiers will defeat Israeli soldiers, but Israeli army needs to depend on technology and their advanced modern military.
Coward.
And that is not masculine. Yeah, they're cowards because they use their technology and press a button. So let's actually hear what he has to say.
Reason here. I found the contents of this video quite disturbing. Now, whether or not this Ben Shapiro was talking about me, the muscular guy, I think the people can make that judgment themselves, whether the muscular guy is the champ or whether it's not the champ. Well, that's something you can.
Yeah, he had to do it twice. He was like, maybe one time was not enough, right? He was like, you could just judge yourself. Like, okay, Ben Shapiro is more masculine or me. And he had to, yeah.
Especially after that.
It's so pathetic. Yeah.
Especially after that. I love the, he's showing off the muscles right after he just did the, like, wiped his nose all freaking badass and whatnot. Like, oh my God. It's just silly. It really does. It looks like a 5-year-old kid trying to act like an adult.
Listen to this. This kid is quoting you.
Now, whether or not this Ben Shapiro was talking about me, the muscular guy, I think the people can make that judgment themselves. Whether the muscular guy is the champ or whether it's not the champ. But that's something you can discuss later.
The content of he's so proud of that. Look at that smile on his face. Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay. All right.
Okay, I didn't show you this video before we went live, but I want to say, like, because he's like, I am more masculine than Ben Shapiro because I have muscles, right? So I didn't tell Elliot about this video that I just downloaded like just a few minutes before the show, because I think Muhammad Hijab is just assuming something, and he didn't go and verify this. Because hold on, let me show you this.
Comes out. Okay, I guess that we'll have to do this. Here's our inaugural gun show. For those who have not experienced the silly wonders of the gun show, basically for what, 2 years now, every time we do an all access, 3 years. Yeah, like going all the way back to the pandemic is when it started. So close to 4 years. Basically, people ask for a gun show and we then humor them. And it's horrifying. But, you know, this is the world in which we live. So here we go.
Man, you boy.
Horrid.
feet.
He's small. He's cut.
Yeah.
Like no. Man. I mean, again, like not that the muscles makes the man, folks. That is not what we are saying. Right. But like, that's some decent proof that dude could hold his own, man. Like, absolutely, yeah. Dude could be doing bench pressing, no problem, man. Deadlift all over your ass. Like, damn.
And it's And Ben Shapiro has a much smaller body, and to be able to gain that much muscle with a smaller body and also stay lean, right? So it's okay. So if you don't care about, so I say this by experience, right? So if you don't care about staying lean, and it's easier to build muscle rather than somebody who is also building a lot of muscles, but is also fat. So if you look at Muhammad Hijab, he has a lot of muscle, but he's also chubby. Ben Shapiro managed to gain all that, you know, muscle while also not getting fat, which is so much more, you know, that balancing act is like a lot more difficult than what Muhammad Hijab is doing. So
yeah. It'd be more beneficial.
Which requires more.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say it'd be more, you know, Ben Shapiro being leaner, not having all that extra weight on like Muhammad Hijab does. You know, if we're thinking about it in a physical hand-to-hand contest, you know, that would actually benefit our boy Ben here a lot more than it would Mo. So, I mean, just it kind of sounds like, not that this is the standard for masculinity, folks, but by Muhammad Hijab's standard of masculinity, it still seems like he loses, right? Like,
yeah. Here's the thing. I actually talked to Susanna before the show about what is seen as a good form of masculinity, and what it was interesting her what she had to say, because she was talking about how to her, at least, masculinity, or else the version that she thinks that is good, is a composure of character, a mastery over oneself, rather than, it's not just about having strength, it's about having strength and also being able to control that strength. Yes. Whether it's physical strength or any other form of strength, like intellectual strength, financial strength, being able to control and monitor it and use it effectively, and not just like be explosive like Muhammad Hijab is about it, or be egoistic about it. That is, you know, that control over your power is also, a demonstration of not just being a wild barbarian, and rather somebody who has composure and knows how to exert that power when it's necessary. Yeah. And also it's especially because anybody, like if you don't do monitor, anybody can gain muscle by just lifting weights, right? Mm-hmm. But again, you could see that Ben Shapiro, when he has gained muscle, he also managed to not like get fat, not overeat, which requires a lot more management and planning than what Muhammad Hijab does. Somebody as the size of Muhammad Hijab and somebody who has a lot of fat in his body, all you have to do is just lift weights and you're going to gain muscle. There's not much to it. Again, but and also it's very interesting because Muhammad Hijab also keeps comparing how strong and brave and masculine Hamas or Islamic militants are compared to Israeli soldiers who use technology and who use like press buttons behind from somewhere far, and that's how they kill people, which is also not a fair description of what's happening. Like, Israeli soldiers are on the ground fighting face to face with Hamas militants, something that Muhammad Hijab asked for, right? So because Muhammad Hijab, before Israeli soldiers went into Gaza, he was like, you guys are cowards. You're just shooting from air from far away. If you are brave, then show up in Gaza and fight face to face. And they did. And they're killing each Israeli soldier, even face to face, is responsible for more Hamas militants dying than each Hamas militant is responsible for Israeli soldiers dying. So even face to face, they're beating your ass, right? Beating Hamas militants. So they are better at having financial, so also even if they are stronger because they have a stronger military, that's because they're a stronger country. So face to face, they are better soldiers than Hamas militants, but also their technological, you know, advancements and their advancement in military technology is because they are just a better country. They're a better state. They manage their wealth better. They manage their values better. They manage they have better access to more advanced science and technology. So this is what barbarians like Muhammad Hijab don't understand. The only thing they see as power is brute force, is physical force. It's because they still live in the dark ages. They don't understand that in modern, you know, there are other forms of power. You know, if your country is more advanced and can afford better military or better, more advanced weapons, that is also a sign of strength. You know, you are, as a society, weaker. You know, your Islamic society is in general weaker. That's why you only have to rely on trying to display that you are more of a man on an individual level, because you as a society suck. You're backwards. You're behind. But as we're saying right now on the ground, even when it comes to individual, you're still weaker than an Israeli soldier. That's why Muhammad Hijab has to lie about the numbers of Israeli soldiers dying relative to Hamas militants dying. Because it's like, it cannot be, there's no way that there's only like a few hundreds of them dying, because I saw a video somewhere that a tank exploded, and that's his method of measurement. And he's not very smart. Again, intellect is also, for a lot of people, a sign of masculinity. Somebody who, I have some examples, but I'm going to let you speak before I mention some of the examples that I have.
Yeah, I think everything you said is great, because what it highlights is the real problem at the core of toxic masculinity, I think, which is the purposeful limiting of men to the smallest aspect of what it means to be a man, what it means to be a human, right? At the end of the day, you just heard Armin lay out 5-6 different aspects of personhood, right? Like, there's all these other parts of being a man rather than just, I'm big and strong, I can beat you up with my bare hands. But that's all you're going to hear from people like Muhammad Hijab. They're going to limit what it means to be a man to this extremely narrow, psychotic bullshit view. And all that does is hurt absolutely everybody involved. It causes more sexual assault. It causes more, you know, men unaliving themselves. It's terrible across the board for everybody. And all you need to do is stop thinking that man equals big muscles beat this guy up. It's like, just add anything else to that, man. It is just the lowest grade school level understanding of what it means to be a man. So, he's big, he's strong. He's also a jackass and an idiot. So, you know.
But by the way, me and Elliot are not... What we are not saying is, we're not saying that being fit is not important.
Absolutely.
Okay?
We're not.
Yeah. We're not saying don't go and get fit and build muscles.
Yeah,
okay.
Be healthy,
that, it's really good. It's really good. It looks good. It's healthy, right? It makes you more confident. It makes you live longer. So, no, yeah. And it is masculine. It is masculine. It is part of masculinity. You know, it is part of even positive masculinity for you to go and exercise and build muscles. It's good for everybody. It's also good for women to go build muscles too, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a general healthy thing to do. It's just so limiting. You know, you have to be so lacking in other departments to be just so one-dimensional about what you think positive display of masculinity is, because you know, you don't, especially coming from a, you know, when Susanna mentioned to me, it's about composure and having control over oneself. That's like, you know, that just reminded me about how Muhammad Hijab, you know, he went, do you remember when he went and harassed Apostate Prophet's wife?
Oh my God.
Sexually.
Oh my God. Yes.
You know, that is, yeah. Horrible. So Muhammad Hijab is a type of person that when he can't handle people disagreeing with him, he goes and harasses their wives. I mean, that's not, when it comes to positive form of masculinity, that is not something that we want to promote.
Yeah.
That is not manly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Real men do not do that. I feel very comfortable standing on that. Yeah.
making sexual comments about someone's wife. So this is, again, when it comes to self-control, when it comes, it's not just about having power. It's about what you do with that power. So some forms of display of having a lot of power and also using it to show that you are, you have control over yourself and you use it in a way that is can be celebrated is when you try to protect people. When you try to protect people, use that power, you know, whether as a society is, again, this is interesting because whether as an individual or as a society, when you use that power to protect the weak and the vulnerable, right? That is a sign of positive strength, right? Not just the power itself. This is what the, again, far left and the far right get wrong. The far right including the Islamic far right, think power of its own by its own is a demonstration of, you know, being right, or it's a virtue on its own. And unfortunately, the, you know, far left thinks that weakness is a virtue for some reason. Again, the, you know, but again, liberalism and also positive masculinity, liberalism when it comes to a societal, looking at it from a society perspective, and positive masculinity from an individual perspective, it understands that it's good to gain power, but also to use that power to protect those who need to be protected, right? But again, let's watch the rest of this video.
I think the people can make that judgment themselves, whether the muscular guy is the champ or whether it's not the champ. But that's something you can discuss later. But the content of the video where he was saying, well, I can get someone to shoot him. I've got a question for you, Ben. If you're talking about, whether or not you're talking about, it's irrelevant and immaterial. Here's my question for you. What would make you any different from my wife or my child, my daughter, for example? If your only consequence as a man is to pay another man to deal with your work, if that's your consequence as a man, then what makes you different from my wife or my daughter?
Isn't it bizarre that you're using being like my wife and daughter as an insult?
That's what I was going to say. Like, does he not like his wife and child? Does he just not like them?
To me, it's weird when people say like, oh, you're acting like a woman, right? That's bizarre by itself to compare somebody to a woman. Just forget that he said my wife and daughter. Just saying like, oh, you're acting like a woman. Basically using being a woman as an insult is already pretty weird, right? Mm-hmm. It's already a sign of toxic masculinity. Again, not positive masculinity. This toxic masculinity is one form of it displaying itself is to see woman being feminine and being woman as an insult, right? But that's already horrible when people do that. Mm-hmm. But to use specifically your own wife and your own daughter as an insult, like, oh, you are like my daughter. How horrible. Like, do you hate your daughter, Muhammad Hijab? Like, why are you bringing her? Why are you bringing her into this conversation? You know what? If, as much as I hate this guy, if somebody was trying to insult him by bringing his wife and daughter into the conversation, I would be like, that is so low. That's not fair.
Don't do that.
To Muhammad Hijab. Don't bring his wife and his daughter into the conversation.
I don't know.
Like, how that I would be, if somebody brought his wife and daughter into the conversation, I would be defending Muhammad Hijab. I'm like, yeah, that's not, stop doing that. That is horrible. But he brings it himself. He brings his wife and daughter, like, oh, how pathetic. You are just like my daughter. What the hell, man?
Could you imagine? Like, I don't know. obviously, I don't know how old, you know, his daughter is or anything. But, like, can you imagine when she is old enough, you know, to, like, search YouTube videos and understand these things? And she just casually comes across this one. And she's like, what the hell, Dad? Like, what a dick. Yeah. Like, why did you bring me into this? Like, he really could have used any other example. There are so many that he could have used to try and make his point. But he purposefully picked people he is supposedly, you know, caring for. He's supposed to be like the big man protecting them. See, but this is the difference between positive and toxic masculinity. What you have on the toxic side is this protect them, but it's actually control them, be authoritarian to them, right? On the positive side of masculinity, what you have when it comes to protection is exactly what Armin was talking about, is recognizing your own strength and the range of strengths you have and using that for the individuals to help those individuals that are not able to protect themselves from assholes like this. Like, but yeah, it's just weird. Of all the people, he's just like, yeah, you know what, Ben? You're kind of like my daughter. She sucks. What? Weird flex.
By the way, it's also so strange that he talks about, yeah, you are going to pay people to assassinate somebody. Ha! You are just like my daughter and my wife.
What?
Like,
yeah, right. How many hitmen are they hiring? Like, is this a regular occurrence? Hey, Dad, just got home from school. We learned about World War I today. Super interesting. By the way, hired a couple of hitmen. See you later. Like, I don't know. It's very confusing.
Yeah, let's listen to this again. Maybe I missed something. Imagine, like, oh, so what? Armin, you're going, instead of using your muscles, you're going to pay people to take out people for you? Ha! What makes you different from my wife and daughter?
Imagine okay. if he was like, you know what, Ben, you know what, you can say all of that, but you're so ugly. You remind me of my own mother. Like, imagine if he said like something like that's what I feel like. It's like you just did a yo mama joke on yourself, man. Like, I don't think you get how this is supposed to work.
Don't do that. Yeah.
If your only consequence as a man,
yeah. Let me go back. Maybe we missed
an immaterial. Here's my question for you. What would make you any different from my wife or my child, my daughter, for example? If your only consequence as a man is to pay another man to deal with your work, if that's your consequence as a man, then what makes you different from my wife or my daughter?
If your only consequence as a man is to pay somebody to take someone out, what makes you different from my wife and my daughter? I don't know, Muhammad Hijab, do you listen to yourself before you put these videos out? Like, do you actually go, like, is that the case?
There's no way he rewatches any of this. Because look at his face right now. Like, he's so self-assured. Like, he feels really good about that point.
He makes a good point.
Yeah, he does not realize he just essentially made fun of his whole family. Like, and not Ben Shapiro.
Let me see how many views this video got, because this is one of his more popular views. Like, people are agreeing with this. This video was posted a day ago and it got 175,000 views, more than his, you know, some of his.
Do you see why Armin yells at all of you to like the video and post comments and subscribe and stuff? Do you see what we're up against? Like, we're up against idiots like this who go around insulting their own family trying to make a point. And it's like, oh my God.
Right.
Oh, so 175,000 in a day. Weird.
Yeah, people are saying, like the stream. Yes, guys, please like the stream.
Do it.
Makes you any different.
Do it.
Because that's the same consequence my wife has, or my daughter has, my 10-year-old daughter. She has the same consequences as you do. She can come to me and say that this person has abused me, this person has done this, and then I would defend her. So what you're actually admitting there is that you don't have any consequence of your own.
So the difference is here, Muhammad Hijab, is that somebody who's paying people or using their intellect to take out their enemies, right? They have command over the people who are there, they're ordering this to do, right? But when your daughter comes to you, right, you have the power. You could choose, like, you are defending them because they can't do that themselves, right? But that other person who's using their intellect or their power or their wealth, the other people are listening to his orders. You're not listening to the orders from your daughter. You're choosing to protect them. So that's the difference. So that's why one of them is seen as masculine and the other one is not. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I don't need to explain this, but yeah.
Yeah,
you're a docile man.
Like, you don't, it's not like your daughter comes to you like, father, I order you to do this for me. And you're like, yes, I will do that immediately. You know, like, yes, I will listen to your command. You know, like, it's not like that. If it was like that, then I would say your daughter was very masculine, was being very displaying very masculine energy right there, which is fine. You can do that. It's fine. Women can display masculine energy sometimes. But go on, Elliot.
Well, I was just thinking about something, you know, because it sounds like kind of what he's saying is, because it was a really good point. It kind of sounds like what Muhammad Hijab is saying is, if you have to order other people to like go kill your enemies or something, that makes you a weak little beta boy. Right. Is there any, and this is what just came to mind, it was weird, are there any references in, say, like, I don't know, the hadiths or the sunnah or whatever that have to do with like maybe Muhammad ordering a group of people to go kill?
You're right.
Does that exist anywhere? Because that would just be so embarrassing for Muhammad Hijab. That would make his prophet look like the biggest little scaredy little, like, I don't know what else to call Muhammad but a beta. And of course, I mean the prophet Muhammad. It feels like by Hijab standards, his prophet would be the biggest beta soy boy cuck in the world. That's all I'm saying. That's just... that's not me, you guys. That's Muhammad Hijab saying that, okay?
Right, because Muhammad is not known for his combat skills. He's not known for that.
Oh.
Right?
So he doesn't fight hand-to-hand.
He did, but he's not known for being very good at it. Like, the only battle that he was involved in, he actually got injured. Like, the only battle that was famously, he was like, he almost died, right?
Wow.
But he did order a whole bunch of people to do killings for him. That's actually a very good point. I didn't even think of that. That's very interesting.
Little bitch.
I didn't think of that's genius, right?
So this is the only time I use this language is when you've got this toxically masculine dude up here, you know, trying to pretend everybody else is a weak little scaredy cat or whatever. Like, it just, yeah, like by Muhammad's own standards, like the prophet apparently is the biggest weakling in the world. He's look, I'm not saying this, Muhammad Hijab is, okay? But the prophet Muhammad is basically the same as a 10-year-old girl, according to Muhammad Hijab. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's not me. That's him. So, you know, just thought.
Right. So actually, let me show you this now that you talk about it. Right. So these are list of killings ordered or supported by Muhammad.
But real men don't do that.
So there's a very helpful chart here. Right?
Wow. Did it a lot.
These are, so these are the list of killings that Muhammad ordered other people to do for him.
Wow.
And for example, number three, this one is the reasons, right? So 32, for example, for mocking Muhammad through poetry, Muhammad ordered somebody to be killed, right? And here's, I looked for the mocking ones. Like, there was another one mocking here. Oh, here. To kill this guy for mocking Muhammad with his poetry and for helping the troops of the Confederates by providing them with money and supplies. So yeah, so there's a lot of mocking. Like, there's a lot of.
I'm so glad that you picked those. It's literally the ones that make him look like the weakest, you know, most insecure person ever. It's like he wrote a bad poem about me. Go kill him.
Oh my God, I just noticed something. They are color-coded. They're color-coding women and children who Muhammad ordered to kill. These are the red ones. So these are the Muhammad ordered. Muhammad didn't even do the, like, he couldn't even use his own hand to kill the woman and children that he wanted to kill. Like, he didn't even have the strength to do them. But like, yeah, okay, so these are the women and children, the red ones, that Muhammad ordered to kill.
There's more. Look how many women and children Muhammad the prophet himself was unable. He wasn't manly enough to slaughter the women and children himself. He had to be a little beta soy boy and go order people to do it. Wow. I would be embarrassed. So if this was
Sarah. So look at this. Sarah was a single woman. Yeah, who Muhammad ordered to kill, and here's the reason. Muhammad ordered Sarah be killed because she had insulted him in Mecca.
Super strong, very masculine.
Okay. Man, it's just, that's a very good point. I'm glad you made that.
It's just so funny. It's like, if he took 5 seconds to think about anything he said, he would have realized that, right? Like, I'm not super well versed on the history of Islam, and yet I'm over here instantly being like, wait, don't we have a bunch of stories of Muhammad doing this? Like, it's just,
oh my god, it's funny. Actually, look at this. This is the source for this is Ibn Hisham and Ibn Ishaq and Tabari, right? So the most authentic sources of Islamic history.
I mean, you know, I'm sure Muhammad Hijab will
primary
come out
sources. Those are the earliest sources. The ones that I mentioned, yeah, those are the earliest sources of Islamic history, according to the Muslims.
I'm sure Muhammad Hijab will come out and explain why his prophet is such a little bitch boy. I'm sure it will happen. Because, yeah, you know, obviously we got something wrong, Armin. Or maybe Muhammad Hijab doesn't know what it means to be a real man. It could be either of them.
By the way, when it comes to, so he thinks like masculine strength and physical strength, rather than somebody who might use strategy or wealth to, you know, get what they need, that is a form of masculinity, but that is like Muhammad Hijab's measurement. But if you actually think about, like, let's say, for example, when it comes to, media, by the way, I see the super chats, I'm going to read them pretty soon. When it comes to like some characters in movies or TV series that we consider masculine, right? Or they did something at some point that was seen as very masculine. Not all of it is because they were fighting, you know? I say this just to display to people how, to illustrate to people how easy it is to see forms of masculinity that people celebrate as like, oh my god, that was like really strong behavior, and it had nothing to do with physical strength. And one scene, for example, that comes to mind is Walter White in Breaking Bad, you know, when he says, say my name, or like, I am the one who knocks, right? He, Walter White in that TV series, he's not masculine and he has no physical strength, but the fact that he uses his intellect to be able to make people do the things that he wants, and he demonstrates that strength in that scene. A lot of people see that as very badass when he says, say my name. You know, that scene is now famous. That's a legendary scene that everyone is going to always remember. I had nothing to do. That's a display of strength that Muhammad Hijab doesn't understand. Yeah. Or like other characters, like, what is that guy's name? Benedict. I always have a hard time.
Benedict
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
A lot of people see that as a lot of women especially see that as a very masculine display of masculinity, and you don't see that much muscle there, right? Like, there's nothing to do with physical strength.
Right.
The composure, the way the man like handles himself, the way he displays, the way he talks, that's a lot of masculinity there. And the guy is a small built, yeah, but go on.
Well, and even in those some very famous scenes where like it does kind of revolve at least to a degree around fighting or physical strength, right? Still, some of the aspects that are seen as the most endearing, you know, in the masculine sense are not actually the fighting scenes. So, for instance, in Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, one of the most masculine scenes ever is when Aragorn is riding back and forth in front of his army, you know, getting them excited, getting them ready, you know, saying to them, we can do this. Like, we got this. We're all, you know, we're fighting for justice and freedom. Like that being able to command a group of people like that, being able to get all of those people on your side and, you know, listen and fall in line. That's masculine, man. Like that's cool. That's positive masculinity, because he's not beating anybody into submission there. They're willingly joining him because they see the strength that he exhibits, you know? So yeah, it's just stop being so limiting with what it means to be a man.
Right. So we got, let me read this super chat. Noah, thank you so much for the 15 shekels from Israel, saying someone who talks like that, especially about his wife and daughter, is not a man in my eyes. He is just a childish coward. I mean, I would say he's a bad man. I wouldn't say he's not a man because not, you know, man, being a man doesn't necessarily mean that you're good.
That's true. We have good men and we have bad men.
Yeah. So he's a bad man. He is a man, but a bad one.
Yeah.
But I see, I understand your point though. Right. And I'm very picky when it comes to logical, like no true Scotsman. I am very picky about how we use, you know, how, if we're accurate with our words, I know it annoys a lot of people.
Even shitty, cowardly men like Muhammad Hijab are still men. They are still men.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And Eden with the 17 shekel super chat from Israel. We're getting a lot of support from Israel today. Thank you so much. And also, Gajan American saying, I read Beta. I don't know what this is.
Beta Prophet Alpha Kalwa.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Okay. It's funny.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gajan American. Let's watch the rest of this because we're behind.
Real quick. Sorry. Just because I saw EL Vegan saying, why soy boy? What's wrong with eating soy burgers? Masculinity also means protect the weak. EL, we agree with that statement, man. We're joking. We're making fun of the people like Muhammad Hijab who use that literally when we're saying.
Yeah, that's their language.
That's their language, right? Like the beta, like that's us making fun of them because we think what they're saying is so obvious. Obviously stupid. So yeah, just wanted to explain that.
Yeah. So. Yes. I don't like soy burgers, but I do use soy sauce. So.
Oh yeah.
Cedar Webley saying, thank you for the super chat, Cedar Webley saying Shapiro and Muhammad Hijab should duke it out in a rap battle.
That's right. Real men rap battle.
Yes, I would pay to see that actually. Yeah. All right, let's continue.
Limited consequences. That's the truth of the matter. And what's ironic of this situation, bro?
Oh, by the way, another example Susanna mentioned. I mentioned movie characters and TV series characters, right? So regardless of whether you agree with this man's politics or not, Susanna mentioned somebody that she sees as masculine is Douglas Murray, right? Douglas Murray, he doesn't look very big and masculine, but the way that he speaks... And the way that he, you know, his composure and the way he controls himself and has, you know, somebody like Muhammad Hijab who just loses control and just like goes crazy, that doesn't, you know, Susanna says that doesn't come off as masculine to her. No. But Douglas Murray, who may I remind you as who's gay, the way he talks and the way that he carries himself and the way he argues with people. Susanna says that she sees a lot of masculinity, like a lot of from his, you know, from his attitude and his composure, which I can see what she's talking about. That. I see like when Douglas, when I see Douglas Murray speaking, if somebody describes that as masculine, I can see what they're talking about. And when somebody says Muhammad Hijab and the way the explosive, the way he is and the way he loses control. And the way he gets angry and the way he doesn't have control over his emotions. If somebody says that is not masculine, no matter how big or how big or muscular he is, I could also see why somebody would say that is not masculine. Mm-hmm. We got another super chat. Sheer saying, I'm glad I found your YouTube page. It's fun to listen to your conversations. Oh, thank you, Sheer. And thank you for the super chat. Another 50 shekels from Israel as well. Right. Shekels,
crushing it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah,
rolling in that Zionist money.
Yeah, we're getting Zionist funded. Like people told us, we've been promised for years that we're being funded by Zionists, and now it's coming true. I appreciate
I'm
that.
Just proud.
As
I'm
a
just
Zionist proud. Myself.
Yeah. Docile man with limited consequences. That's the truth of the matter. And what's ironic of the situation, bro, as well? I didn't tell you this. But what's ironic of the situation? Is the fact that this guy was speaking for about 3 minutes prior about masculinity. And Constantine was talking for about 3 minutes.
I know we're already behind. 2 seconds. Do you see how he is constantly looking over his shoulder for validation? That just indicates to me that he is not confident with who he is. He is not composed enough to be able to say, here are my thoughts, here how I feel. You know, if somebody has a problem with him, we can work it out, we can hash it out. That just doesn't feel very masculine. Like, if I constantly was like, is that right? Did I do a good job? Am I okay? Did what I just say, is it good? Do you like me still? Are we friends? Are we buddies? Do I look cool to you? That just doesn't feel like a real man. Okay, that's it.
All right. But we need to know. Yeah, no, it's okay.
Things that you've heard from Jordan Peterson, effectively a copy and paste of Jordan Peterson's, you know, discussion on the matter about chimps and this and whatever. And for some reason or another, he brought Ben Shapiro into a discussion. I don't know. let's be fair. Now, you're talking about being paid. Are you being paid?
I can see why so many people would consider Ben Shapiro to be masculine. You know, even though his voice is kind of like, he has a small body. He has big muscles. His voice maybe is not very masculine. But the way he speaks and the way he... You know, a lot of people would think that when you come at him, he knows how to respond. You know, whether you agree with him or not,
he stands firm. He
stands firm, and he is a very strong debater, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not whether you agree with what Ben Shapiro says or doesn't. He has a very good command over language. He knows how to use words effectively, and he knows how to crush you in a debate. And a lot of people see that as another form of, you know, demonstrating power and control. And a lot of people see that as masculine. So I could see why some people would see Ben Shapiro as one of the most famous debaters online. Like, you know, famous debaters that I could think of, like Destiny, Ben Shapiro, you know, Douglas Murray. These, because they just crush the person that is on the other side. And some, at least in the from the perspective of the people who agree with them, that demonstration of power, a lot of people see it as masculine. But yeah, let's continue.
Need to talk about Ben Shapiro in the context of masculinity, because I know for a fact he's trying to appear like a man now. Done a rap video recently.
So he's much not,
you are the one who's trying. Like, says the person that says, like, oh, look at my muscles. Who's more masculine? He's like, oh, Ben Shapiro is trying to look masculine. Sure, my manager. That is projecting. That is projecting. Yeah.
He's trying to appear like a man. He's trying to I don't know what he's doing, bro. But
yeah.
Okay, just... let me actually, now I have to show this now, okay? Because he's saying this, okay? Because
there wouldn't be any moment we could point to of Muhammad Hijab doing that in public with a microphone, right? Nice. Oh.
Take this rig of flag, you son of a... Not me! I tell you today.
I'm sorry. I just had to show that to you guys. You're muted. Okay. Oh yeah. It's Ben Shapiro that's trying to look like a man. Yeah.
One more time, please. I laughed so hard I unplugged my mic. You guys. One more time.
Oh, yeah.
That is all so. Right, yeah. It is the absolute best. It is the absolute best.
Right.
Oh, my God. Well, I have a flag that you can replace your flag with. Take this rig of flag, you son of a. Don't
tell me you today. Look at, like, everybody, look at all of the people's faces in the background. Like, not a single one of them is, like, impressed.
Oh, my God.
Not a single one of them is like, wow, what a strong...
Well, they did text Peter. They did do a text Peter. They said Aloha Akbar in response. I don't know who's doing that, though. But... Oh, my God.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Jesus so Christ. Now that you have that context, listen to him again.
Yeah. And Ben Shapiro's projecting masculinity. He's pretending to be masculine.
Uh-huh. Listen to him.
To maybe he's trying to, I don't know what he's doing, bro, but really and truly on an academic level, let's speak frankly, what is masculinity? Because obviously we come from different traditions. But according to both of our traditions, there's actually a very similar definition.
Okay.
A very similar kind of like theme, if you like. Because if you look at, if you like the Western tradition, and obviously the Western tradition is not one monolith, but if you look at, for example, the classical period, the Hellenistic period, the pre-Socratic period, Plato, Aristotle,
oh my God, just ethics, tell us, you asshole.
Plato's Republic, all these kinds of things, it would seem to me that the main thing that makes a man, differentiates a man, distinguishes a man from his female counterpart, what really makes a man is bravery. That is the key virtue. The key differentiating virtue. That's not to say that woman cannot be...
Let him make this point completely before we say something. Yeah, okay. Let's just run through the rest.
Brave. It just means that men need to have this virtue in more abundance than a woman does, so that they can enact the things that they need to enact as warriors, as providers, as protectors. Now, this was understood. In fact, the Greek word, andreas, or effectively masculinity, is the same word for bravery. And the same thing is applicable in the Islamic tradition, because in the Islamic tradition, the Prophet told us, that the worst thing in a man is for him to be stingy and for him to be a coward. So bravery clearly is the main virtue which makes a man a man. Now, I want you to ask you a question, or anybody else a question. What do you think? What evidence do we have that Ben Shapiro has manifested any level of bravery in his life? The most brave thing he's ever done is challenge college students. And that's not brave at all, because they're not equals to him. The debates he's had were with people that were effectively sympathetic to a lot of his worldview. So he has not manifested that. He should not be in these conversations. And in fact, recently his friend Lex Fridman has put a list of major names, including my own, of course, of the pro-Palestinian side. But I would have to say more senior names, people like Norman Finkelstein, people like Abdul Andalusi, who are on that list. And he has a choice of all these people, all of which have called him out for a debate on the Palestine issue, one of his main bread and butter issues. And if you look at that list of the main names that Lex Fridman, without consultation, and other people have recommended to him, you'll realize that Ben Shapiro has never, ever debated those people on that issue. Now, is that really a display of bravery and of valor? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. So he is a coward, and I think there's good evidence for that. The fact that this man is a coward, and I'm speaking now on a genuine level, I think he's a coward. I think, in fact, Jordan Peterson, with all of the disagreements that we have with him, showed more fortitude, yes, than he did, in the fact that he at least conversed with me. He had a discussion. He came face to face. You've got to give him some liver credit. At least he stood in front. I mean, we just completely disagree with the guy, but Ben Shapiro couldn't muster that, let alone to go to someone like Norman Finkelstein, who for 40 years has been researching this topic and would shred this man to pieces intellectually. Moreover, I would like to say that why on earth would you even mention, why on earth would someone like you even mention shooting this person, that person? Aren't your Zionist counterparts doing enough of that anyway to the children?
Christ.
Shooting the children? Had I said, I can pay somebody else to shoot them, that would be front page news. But that's another story for another day. Suffice it for me to say that unfortunately, the Zionist project and its proponents have shown the most cowardice I've seen from anybody ever before. And you, as a proponent of that, are no different, Ben Shapiro. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What do you think about all that?
There was so much there. This isn't the most important thing that he just said that was dumb, but I think it's kind of worth pointing out, because this is what props up a lot of the toxic masculinity that exists in the world today, is just literally a false narrative. Okay, so people present things and say like, oh, like there's this thing in like wolf packs where like one of the wolves is like the best and it like tells all the other wolves what to do. And it's called an alpha wolf. And like, that's basically me as a man. I'm an alpha wolf. And then you find out like, oh, hey, wait a second. That
that study actually is not saying that. It's not true. Okay. So he brought up a Greek word. And I just went and looked it up real quick. And while, yes, in one sense, it does mean of or pertaining to a man, manly, masculine, or strong, the other sense is brave or courageous. But there's this cute little note here underneath that says, let's see here. Oh, except for the first sense, this word was regularly applied not only to men, but commonly to women, as well as deeds, animals, and objects. So, like, it's just, you know, again, it's just a false narrative he's trying to present. Another usage of this word, by the way, is stubborn. And I think that shows kind of the line between positive masculinity and toxic masculinity. The bravery, the courageous side of it, that's positive. That's good. That is a good trait to have. And we should absolutely tell people that's a good thing. The stubbornness side of it is where the problems can start to develop, because that's when you get these big-headed, you know, idiots like Muhammad Hijab saying, I'm going to say whatever I want and do whatever I want. Nobody's going to tell me. I'm never going to learn because that's feminine. And it's just like, well, there you go again, making yourself look like a little boy. That's all I got for the moment. There's so much more.
But I think he's tried to reduce masculinity into bravery. The point of that. Yeah, but the reason he does that, he is because this whole video is an attempt to try to get Ben Shapiro to come debate him. And he's basically, you know how Ali Dawa said, like, you coward, you coward. Mm-hmm. The reason why Ali Dawa keeps saying that is because this is something Muhammad Hijab constantly does. And Ali Dawa is trying to copy Muhammad Hijab. But the reason why Muhammad Hijab is doing that is because that's his tactic into getting people to come to debate with him by calling them cowards that don't debate people who they can't, you know, defeat in a debate, which is interesting because to me, first of all, masculinity is that you can't reduce it to one virtue. He's an idiot for suggesting that. It's like it's a mix of different things. But even if it was, Muhammad Hijab, what display of bravery do you have? Like, I don't understand what you're talking about, because I associate bravery. And again, bravery by itself is not necessarily a good thing. I was talking to Susanna about this, and Susanna was thinking that she thinks masculinity, positive masculinity, is more about being calculating and pragmatic than brave, right? She was saying, for example, if you are walking with your husband and somebody comes and, says something insulting to your wife and makes, say something sexual to them, if you are a form of masculine that, maybe some women enjoy that is not very smart, you might want to go and beat up the guy and risk your entire family because maybe you get knifed or something, right. And now the whole family is left without a father, right?
Brave,
so that's a form of bravery. Yeah, that's a form of bravery that some, you as a wife might enjoy, which is not very smart because, it might like look good, but it's not very calculating and it's not very pragmatic, and you just might lost, the father of your children because of, celebrating something like that. Another form of masculinity is to just understand that, this is, if you want to protect your wife, this is not the best way of doing it. A calculating and a pragmatic person will be intelligent enough that this is a situation. If I want to protect my wife, I need to get both of us out of this environment as fast as possible. And that would be a form of masculinity that is more reliant on intellect rather than bravery. And that is some form of masculinity that Susanna says that she would celebrate more. So you can see this is more complicated than just reducing it to just bravery. But even if bravery, and this is also virtue SS, being a virtue SSS rather than a utilitarian, because a utilitarian, somebody that has a utilitarian moral structure, moral framework, looks at every situation separately and understands what needs, what if you need bravery or not at different situations. But somebody who looks at virtue, what is a virtue when it comes to their moral standard, they're just so simplistic and they just think this is a virtue at all times, every moment at all times. So again, that's another way of me telling you that how utilitarianism is superior, not just to divine command theory, but also to virtue ethicists. But even if bravery was a virtue always at all time, what I think of bravery is somebody who is willing to risk paying a high price, right? Mm-hmm. For a specific reward. And Mohammed Hijab thinks that because he's willing to debate people, he is brave, but other people, if they don't debate him, they're not very brave. Mm-hmm. The thing is that Mohammed Hijab, you are debating people who have a huge audience, and it doesn't really matter how you perform. As long as you sit next to them, that's a win for you. And no matter how badly you perform, your fans are going to celebrate that as a win. So you are not demonstrating bravery at all by participating in debates, I don't know, with Jordan Peterson or Ben Shapiro, because you have seen that your fan base will celebrate whatever you do. So debate-wise, you're not going to lose no matter how poorly you perform. And even if you did lose, you're still going to get a boost in audience. And technically, you're going to win, you know, when it comes to financially and your social media metrics just increasing by just sitting next to these people. Even if you perform really, really poorly, you're going to get something out of it. So you know that this is going to always be a win for you, no matter how you perform. So how are you displaying bravery by going and sitting next to these people when you have nothing to lose by sitting next to them? What display of bravery are you showing us to us here?
I think that's a really good point.
Yeah, right. And also, he says Ben Shapiro is not brave because he only debates college students. What are you talking about? Ben Shapiro debates a lot of big names. He just one of the greatest debaters I know is Destiny. You know, Destiny. And also, Cosmic Skeptic.
Yeah, Alex O'Connor.
O'Connor, right?
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest, he's one of the greatest debaters out there.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro, Mohammed Hijab just put this video after these two debates. Two of the biggest debates that people are talking about is Ben Shapiro's debate with Alex and with Destiny.
Right.
And Alex and Destiny, you can't find bigger, more skilled debaters than Alex and Destiny. So you're like, oh, you're not brave because you only debate college students. He just debated some of the biggest names in debating. What are you talking about? Do you not know this? Why are you lying? I know he knows this because in one of his previous videos, he referred to the debate between Ben Shapiro and Alex. Mm-hmm. So why are you now lying to your audience and saying that he only debates college students when you saw Ben Shapiro debating Alex? What are you talking about?
And Ben Shapiro and Alex, for instance, and many others, not just those two, but those two are good examples. They are known for going to non-friendly places to have these conversations, right?
Right.
Like Ben Shapiro is somebody that goes to, you know, a secular place or goes to a non-religious place. Alex O'Connor goes to, you know, a Christian organization, right? He'll go into a room with five Christians and he'll stand up to every single one of them. I wonder if Mohammed Hijab has ever done that. I wonder if we have, oh, wait a second. We do have a video from a couple of years ago where he was embarrassed so badly. I think since then he's never done another one. That almost sounds like the most cowardly beta thing one could do, Mohammed. Almost, man. So, yeah. I mean, look.
This has been Shapiro and Destiny, not a college student debating one of the greatest debaters on the internet.
Right.
You know,
like.
Destiny is famous for being able to debate. So,
and again, at the end of the day, let's be honest here. You know, when we're sitting on stage just arguing back and forth about points, like how brave are we actually being oftentimes, right? I mean, I know you've said it here on this show, like our bravery compared to the bravery of so many people right now who are fighting for their lives all over the world, right? Our bravery compared to the bravery.
I'm just using his standards. Yeah.
Well, no, right. I know. But just I just want to show how even more wrong he is in the sense of our bravery compared to the bravery of a 10-year-old girl in Tehran right now. Like no comparison. I'm sitting my happy ass here on this chair. She's literally risking her lives. Like I would be proud for somebody to say SR is as brave as the Iranian women are right now, right? Like, I would be proud of that. Mohammed Hijab, though, sees that as an insult. He sees that as an insult because he has no understanding of what it means to actually be a man. And it's sad. Mm-hmm. It's sad. But
But okay, so I have a couple of more points to make, mm-hmm. and I'm going to make it really quickly. But before I do that, because we are already over time, I'm going to read some of the super chats by Arcana Magna. Thank you so much for the 20 rupees from India. Amazing. Thank you so much. And then Benny with the 4 month membership saying, can I ask a quick 2 cents from you about Finkelstein? Well, this could have been the question because like you should have, yeah. But I'm
good. Didn't you and Rivka do a video the other day?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Go watch that video. Yeah. And then Amanda with the £5 super chat saying, feel like I need to contribute here as penance for us in the UK having spawned this piece of fecal matter. Oh, thank you, Amanda.
Don't feel so bad. That. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, Susanna's here. Yeah, Susanna. I mentioned Susanna today a lot. Yeah, Susanna's saying, make sure you like the stream, right? So before we go, and I'm going to do a repeat video before we leave at the end of the show, but I just wanted to say that Mohammed Hijab, the whole point of this was say, like, you're a coward if you don't debate me, because he wants to use this as a tactic to get Ben Shapiro to talk to him, right? Mm-hmm. And it might work at some point. He did this with Jordan Peterson. At first, he was trying to compliment him to get him on the show, and then it didn't work, and then he insulted him, and that worked. So it might work with Ben Shapiro as well. So if you see why is he mentioning bravery and stuff? That's the entire point of this video, right? And also, when he talks about Israel and the IDF shoot, like, he's like, why are you talking about shooting people, paying people to shoot people, when IDF is killing children? Like, what a weird things to relate. I just wanted to comment on that, because even if IDF was purposefully killing children, which they are not, it's Hamas that is using children as human shield. So it's Hamas that is killing those children. It's not the IDF. But even if it was, it, like, imagine if I said, like, okay, but you could, if you wanted to show, demonstrate power, you could use that with physical force, but you could also, if you were trying to, like, show that you have strength and, like, take someone out, you could use that with weaponry or intellect. Like, how could you say that? Do you not know people are being shot dead in, I don't know, so-and-so place? Like, what? I'm using an example. What a weird thing to get offended by. Even if IDF was doing that, I cannot use examples of paying somebody to kill somebody because somebody somewhere else is shooting somebody. Like, what a weird way of virtue signaling of, I don't know. I found that very weird, but I just want to say that. And also, last point I wanted to make is that nothing demonstrate weakness and hiding behind civilians, including children, to protect yourself. Right? Yep. So, you want to talk weakness? There's that. But go on.
No. I think that's a great way to end. In case any of you out there are still confused as to what it means to be a real man, you can just rest comfortably that Mohammed Hijab will never be able to help you on that journey any further. No need to look there. Just go anywhere else. Also, just want to real quick make an apology for Mohammed Hijab's wife and daughter. I just want to say, if you ever watch this 10-year-old Mohammed Hijab's daughter, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry for the way that he used you as an insult like that. I think that's gross.
Yeah.
And I hope he becomes a better father one day. Anywho, that's it.
I just think we have to end it like this. Hold on.
It's horrifying, but you know, this is the world in which we live. So here we go. World.
Behold!
There we go.
All right. I thought we just had to do that one more time. All right, guys, make sure you like the stream, and also make sure you tell people to come and subscribe to Atheist Republic, and make sure that you're subscribed yourself, and make sure you hit the bell notifications. Again, subscribing is not enough. It's the bell notification that makes YouTube tell you that when we're live. So do that, subscribe and the bell notification. Leave a comment under the show once the show is over. And again, this is very important. Tell your friends and your enemies to come and subscribe to Atheist Republic. So help us grow the channel. All of that is free. None of that will cost you anything. At least do the like, because the like doesn't cost you even half a second. So at least do that. Thank you, everybody, and see you on the next show. Bye. Mwah.
We should have ripped our shirt.